Number 1.
Hello?
Hi, Barry. I missed the train. I'm going to be half an hour late.
But Donna, the movie starts in 10 minutes. I guess we won't be able to see it then.
I'm really sorry. How about going to an Italian restaurant for dinner instead?
Okay.
Question. What will Barry and Donna probably do tonight? Number 2.
I asked Dad what he wanted for his birthday, but all he came up with was gloves or a wallet.
Why don't we buy him some new golf clubs? The set he has now is getting old.
Golf clubs are too expensive. But we could get him a video about golf.
That's a good idea. Let's go into town this afternoon.
Question. What are they going to buy their father for his birthday? Number 3.
How was work today, honey?
Not so good. I didn't get the promotion I was hoping for. The boss promoted a bunch of people who have only been at the company for a short time, though.
After all the work you've done? That's not fair. You deserve a promotion.
I thought so, too. I think it's time for me to start looking for a new job.
Question. Why does the woman say she will leave her job? Number 4.
Did you hear the weather report, Dan? It's supposed to snow tonight.
Really? Is it going to snow a lot? If school is canceled, I'll have extra time to study for tomorrow's history exam. I'm not ready for it yet.
Well, they said it might snow a little, but I don't think school will be canceled.
Yeah. The weather report is usually wrong anyway.
Question. What is one thing the boy says? Number 5.
Dave, I have something to tell you. Do you remember that book that you let me borrow?
Sure. The Young Ones by Bryce Chambers. How do you like it?
Well, it seemed pretty good. The problem is, I can't find it. I must have left it on the train yesterday. Should I buy you a new one?
No, don't worry about it. I've read it twice already.
Question. What is one thing the girl says to the boy? Number 6.
Hi, I'm Dennis Freeman. I'm starting part-time work here today.
Nice to meet you, Dennis. I'm Carol Jackson. You'll be helping the research department move some books this morning.
Okay. Where should I go?
Go to the 4th floor and ask for Mr. Beach. He'll show you what to do.
Question. What do we learn about Dennis Freeman? Number 7.
Excuse me. This is the line to buy tickets for today's game, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, I reserved tickets on the internet. Do you know where I can pick them up?
You have to stand in the line on the left. There's a sign that says that line is for online reservations.
Question. What does the man tell the woman to do? Number 8.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you can't drive through here. We're repairing the road.
Oh, but I live on this street.
We won't be done until this evening. I'm afraid you'll have to park somewhere else until then.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Question. Why can't the woman drive down the road? Number 9.
Excuse me, sir. Men are required to wear a tie in this restaurant.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Is there a store nearby where I can buy one?
You may borrow a tie from our coat room, but please be sure to return it after your meal.
Thank you, I will.
Question: What is the man's problem? Number 10.
Alice's Music Head Office. How can I help you?
Hi. I went to your downtown store this afternoon to get a CD, but I had trouble getting service from a clerk.
I apologize. Sometimes when the store's busy, the clerks can't help every customer immediately.
But it wasn't busy. The clerk was talking on the phone, and I had to wait 10 minutes before I could buy my CD.
Question: What problem did the man have at Alice's Music? Number 11.
Let's go running this morning, honey.
Running? I haven't exercised in years. I don't even know if I still can run. I'll probably just hurt myself.
Let's just jog around the neighborhood a couple times. We'll go slowly. Come on. It will be good for you. You need the exercise.
Well, okay. You're probably right. Dr. Begley did say that I've been gaining too much weight lately.
Question: What do we learn about the man? Number 12.
You look stressed, Jeff. What's wrong?
The boss says that he needs this report done by 5 o'clock today, but I don't know how I'm going to be able to finish it on time.
Well, why don't I give you a hand? I'm good at writing these reports, and I'm not so busy today anyway.
Thank you so much, Julia. I really appreciate it.
Question: How will the man probably finish his report on time? Number 13.
Becky, can you put some fresh water in the dog's water bowl?
Okay, Dad. Have you already fed him? His food bowl is empty.
No, I haven't. Do that too, if you don't mind. But don't forget to wash the bowls first.
Both of them? Oh, all right, all right.
Question: What should Becky do first? Number 14.
Merry Christmas, Jack. Here's a small gift for you. I hope you like it.
Thanks, Beth. I feel terrible because I didn't buy you anything.
That's okay. You didn't have to.
Well, let me take you out for lunch. It's the least I can do.
Question: Why does Jack feel bad? Number 15.
What are you going to study in college, Sandy?
I've always wanted to study art, but my parents think I should take something like economics or marketing.
Why is that?
Well, they think that if I study a subject related to business, it'll be easier for me to find a job. But I'm going to stick to my original plan.
Question: What does Sandy want to study?